For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A mass shooting at a Rite Aid distribution center left 4 people dead and 3 others were wounded. The suspect is identified as Snoshia Mosley of Baltimore, Sheriff Jeff Gaylor.
Our suspect is a lone female suspect, age 26, who had a last known address in Baltimore County. She has died at the hospital from a fatal injury, self-inflicted gunshot wound.
WJZ-TV's Mike Helgren on the suspect.
He looked at her criminal background, nothing violent that we could find. There was a civil case filed against her by the county back in April, and then there were some traffic violations. She was pulled over by police at the end of last month, and then again on the 1st and 2nd of September for some car registration violations.
3 other workers were wounded. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
With the Supreme Court nominee embroiled in controversy over alleged sexual misconduct when he was a teenager, President Trump questioned why it's only coming to light now.
Why didn't somebody call the FBI 36 years ago? I mean, you could also say, when did this all happen? What's going on?
He spoke during an interview with Fox's Sean Hannity in Las Vegas.
Well, let it play out, and I think everything's going to be just fine. This is a high-quality person.
Earlier Thursday, protesters chanted their support for Christine Blasey Ford outside the office of Senate Judiciary Chairman Republican Chuck Grassley.
We have to make plans for her to come.
Ford's lawyer sent a letter to the Judiciary Committee telling them she wishes to testify, provided that we can agree on terms that are fair and which ensure her safety. Her strong preference continues to be a full investigation prior to her testimony.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
People have been trying to figure out why a federal observatory had been shut down, and we finally have an answer. USA's Chris Barnes explains.
It turns out a child pornography investigation is the reason for the shutdown of the National Solar Observatory in Sunspot, New Mexico, earlier this month. It reopened on Monday after it had been evacuated and shut down for 11 days. Federal court documents indicate it was shut down while agents investigated a janitor at the facility suspected of using its Wi-Fi to send and receive child porn. Observatory officials deciding to evacuate it and shut it down because they were worried the janitor might be dangerous to other workers. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The number of U.S. residents speaking a foreign language at home has reached a record of nearly 67 million. John Clemens has more.
The findings come from the Center for Immigration Studies that reports the number of foreign-speaking U.S. residents is up 7 million since 2010. That has increased by nearly 34 million since 1990. As a share of the population, 21.8% of U.S. residents speak a foreign language at home, roughly double the 11% back in 1980. The largest percentage increase were among speakers of Telugu from a group of people from India that was up 86%. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.